July the 4th. Sanctify them in the truth. John 17:17. Sanctification begins in regeneration. The Spirit of God imparts to a person that new living principle by which he becomes a new creature in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17. This work, which begins in the new birth, is carried on in two ways. By mortification, whereby the lusts of the flesh are subdued and kept under, and by vivification, by which the life that God has put within us is made to be a well of water springing up to eternal life. John 4:14. This is carried on every day in what is called perseverance, by which the Christian is preserved and continued in a state of grace and is made to abound in good works unto the praise and glory of God. It culminates, or comes to perfection, in glory, when the soul, being thoroughly cleansed, is caught up to dwell with holy beings at the right hand of the Majesty on high. But while the Spirit of God is the author of sanctification, there is a visible power employed that must not be forgotten. Sanctify them in the truth, Jesus said. Your word is truth. John 17:17. There are very many passages of Scripture that prove that the instrument of our sanctification is the Word of God. The Spirit of God brings to our minds the precepts and doctrines of truth and applies them with power. These are heard in the ear, and being received in the heart, they work in us to will and to work for God's good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. The truth is that which sanctifies. And if we don't hear or read the truth of God's Word, we will not grow in sanctification. We only progress in healthy living as we progress in sound understanding. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119:105. Don't say of any error that it is a mere matter of opinion. No one holds to an error of judgment without sooner or later tolerating an error in practice. Hold fast the truth, for by so holding the truth, you will be sanctified by the Spirit of God.